Decisions for your own situation can be simple, but when it's a decision which involves your family, the added responsibility can create some hesitation because you're not just sure about what's in front of you. When it comes to selecting the best family vehicle, that challenge is all but eliminated thanks to the information my next guest is here to share from, of course, the only go-to resource. When it's time to buy a vehicle, he's a managing editor of video for Kelley Blue Book, Micah Muzio. Thanks for being here today, Micah.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk cars.
Always. And, I mean, this is out of your realm because we're going audio instead of video, but I think you're going to do wonderful.
We'll see about that. We'll see.
KBB.com is the website for Kelley Blue Book, and we're focusing on family vehicles, Micah. What are some of the, because when you look at cars now, it's not just mechanics. Technology is becoming equal to, maybe even for some people, more dominant than the mechanics. Is that pretty close to truth?
That is an impressively accurate statement. In fact, technology is one of the real deciding factors in this year's family car list. You know, as you go down the list of 12 vehicles we've got compact SUVs, full-size SUVs, minivans, but sort of the unifying factor is the rise of technology really in two forms. One, convenience. The other, safety, and you can see that throughout. So on the convenience side of the equation, let's talk a little bit about minivans. We've got three minivans this year, the Chrysler Pacifica, Toyota Sienna, and Honda Odyssey. And talking about the Pacifica from Chrysler, in terms of convenience, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and so I've had that occasion where you come out of a grocery store with a bag of groceries in one hand and my child in the other. Right. I have no more hands to open the vehicle. The Chrysler Pacifica has a feature where it'll detect your proximity to the vehicle, and if you kick a foot underneath the side, it'll automatically slide open the side sliding door, which is really convenient in that moment. And then on the Honda Odyssey and Toyota Sienna side, they both feature a system where it'll amplify the driver's voice to rear seat passengers. So I don't have to yell if my daughter needs anything or she's fussy or if I need to communicate with her. It'll automatically amplify what I'm saying to her, which is a great benefit. It also saves my vocal cords so I can talk to people like you.
And not just yelling out of reprimand or parenting, but if something is nasty is about to happen, you can make sure that everyone in the back seat is going to hear, brace yourself and assume the position.
Yeah,
or get ready because.
Yeah, no,
and I'm seeing two through the list too, as far as Toyotas are a dominant dominant name on the list. It's tough to kill a Toyota. I mean, mechanically speaking, having had Toyotas in the past, you can't kill these things.
That's absolutely true. You know, one of the things we always think about when putting together any of our lists for Kelley Blue Book is value. And a big component of value is reliability and resale values. And those are two things that Toyota is excellent, at. The reliability angle is absolutely huge. And resale values are the kind of thing that you don't necessarily think about when you're buying a car. A lot of people just think about purchase price. Oh, what's the best deal I can get? But one of the things we really focus on at Kelley Blue Book is the 5-year cost to own figure and basically total cost to own. And so if you buy a car right now and then in 5 years you sell it, the amount you're going to get at the end of your purchase period varies a lot by manufacturer. So we really want to highlight vehicles that are going to provide the best overall value. And that includes a lot of different factors.
Let's move up to from the minivans to the SUVs, and you have the 2-row, 3-row, and the 3-row full size. For the novice going into that size vehicle, is just automatically going to the biggest, the best, or are there nuances and variables based upon family situation?
Definitely nuances. You got to think about your family size and your family needs. What you don't want to do is buy more SUV than you need because then you're just spending money on gas and it's a pain to park for no good reason. So the thing that we want people to do with this list is really be introspective and think about your needs, not only now, but what they're going to be over the next few years. So if you have one child but you're planning on having another one or two, a compact SUV would not be the best choice. Conversely, if you've got one or or two kids in the house and you're about to be an empty nester, you know, it might make sense to go for like a midsize or a compact SUV. So, you know, really think about how you're going to use your family vehicle. And regardless, you know, if you want a compact SUV, we've got, you know, the Honda CR-V and Chevy Equinox. If you want a full-size SUV that can tow over 8,000 pounds, we've got the Chevrolet Tahoe and Ford Expedition. If you want something kind of landing in the middle, you know, the Honda Pilot, Toyota Highlander, and Volkswagen Atlas are all great choices on our list, and we explain why over at KBB.com.
And with Mike Amuzio, who is the managing editor of video for Kelley Blue Book, as Mike mentioned, KBB.com is the website. You can get more information about these vehicles, and really whatever your wants and needs are, you have to figure those out. They're the go-to people because they do have all the information. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned looking ahead to the future, too, as part of your vehicle planning and your shopping and prioritizing. Do the SUVs hold a value longer? I mean, the old axiom of as soon as you pull the vehicle off the lot, there goes 20% of the value. But as far as SUVs are concerned, because they're a stronger vehicle, they have multi-use, and they're adaptable for other family situations as time goes on, do they hold a value better than a minivan, for example, or if you go down to a sedan?
You know, generally speaking, it really depends on larger factors. So, for example, if gas prices were to suddenly spike tomorrow, not like that's ever happened before, then the value of your SUV might very well suffer. It really depends on where the demand is. At this moment in time, and of course everything is always subject to change because it's a rapidly changing world, but SUVs are very popular. So if you were to buy an SUV, there's a good chance it's going to hold its value better than if you were to, say, buy a mid-sized sedan from the same manufacturer. So it's you know, important to think about those kinds of factors when you're buying your SUV.
Not asking you to play favorites. I know you are an impartial vehicle journalist. So with that in mind, as far as safety features, which brand has really been at the forefront of improving safety in their vehicles?
Boy, you know, it really depends on how you define safety. I mean, if we're talking about the safety of avoiding an accident, I really like the fact that Honda has made their Honda Sensing suite of active safety assists so widely available. On the Honda Odyssey, every trim except for the absolute lowest LX trim includes Honda Sensing. And basically what that does is the vehicle can sense when it departs its own lane. If you're not paying attention as a driver, the car will know that you've departed your lane and automatically steer you back into it. Wow. It can also detect a collision, an impending collision, and warn you of that fact, and even apply the brakes automatically to mitigate that collision. You know, and that's the kind of technology that is really cool when it's available, but the fact that it's so widely available, I think it deserves, you know, kudos. I guess if you're also defining safety as, you know, knowledge so you can prevent, you know, an accident with your teenage driver, I really, really like what Chevrolet has done with Teen Driver. It's their safety feature where basically it gives a report card on how your teenager is driving your Chevy Traverse, which is one of the midsize SUVs on our list. So it'll tell you if your teen driver is speeding, accelerating with full throttle, utilizing any of the safety features. It's a comprehensive report card, and it can even send notifications to your phone to alert you that your kid is driving in a way that you would not approve of. And I think that's an enormous, you know, bit of peace of mind for parents who are sending their children out into the world. So, you know, I think Chevy needs to be applauded for that as well.
Sounds like some of the safety features are incorporating what we're hearing about in the driverless vehicles, but putting them in vehicles that still require a driver, but with the added safety factor.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent way to think about it. You know, our first exposure to autonomous vehicle technology is not going to be sitting in a car with no steering wheel. It's going to be the car taking action on our behalf. I want to say by 2022 that automatic emergency braking is going to be required in all vehicles. But, you know, that's the kind of technology that will definitely save lives. Back when I first started at KBB 10 years ago, you know, we thought a lot about impact protection, crash test data, crumple zones. That stuff still matters very much. But if you can avoid the accident altogether, that's much, much better.
So instead of sorting through the sales pitches, you can sort through the technical aspects, the safety, and even the fun stuff that various vehicles offer you, and obviously match your needs to what is out there. And to get all that information, the go-to source, Kelley Blue Book. They have the recent list of the best family vehicles among other lists that you'll find on the homepage as well, KBB.com. All the information you need, the knowledge, so you go in and be a more informed consumer for your vehicle shopping. I'm joined by the managing editor of video, Micah Muzio. Micah, thanks for being here today.
I appreciate you having me.